who wanted to get more sort of technology, affordable technology into schools. 2 years ago, on the 29th of February, it was born, it was released, set free to the public, except it wasn't because the website's crashed. Now, I'd like to say I was the sort of geek that would have been the person to be out there trying to scrabble together a Raspberry Pi. But this Monday night was the first time I'd actually been near a Raspberry Pi. I have many friends who are incredible tech geeks. Hi, Ben. How you doing? Hi, Kate. Hi, Nigel. They know what Raspberry Pis are, and they're probably like, puff, yeah, whatever. Raspberry Pi birthday, we've done that. But this is the first time I've been to a Raspberry Pi event. And Alan will probably introduce it much, much better than I ever would. So here's Alan, techno teacher, telling us a little bit more about the Raspberry Pi.
So tonight we're at the Preston Raspberry Jam, and we meet here at UCLAM in the Media Factory on the first Monday of every month. We've got around the room, we've got about 50 people. We've got a mixture of adults and children, but mums, dads, sons, daughters. And one thing that they all have in common is this love, this interest, this passion for the Raspberry Pi computer. Now, the Raspberry Pi computer, a lot of people don't know. In a way, it's just like any other computer, but it costs just £20. So I've been to events where people say, ooh, look what I've done with my computer. And they've got some flashy MacBook Air that costs like £1,000 or something. This costs £20. The thing about the Raspberry Pi is there are no barriers, really. Some people get it and they get confused and say, well, it's just a circuit board. What are you meant to do with it? But it's a bit like an engine. If I gave you an engine without a vehicle or a chassis or fuel, you'd really struggle to use it. So you need, like, an ambition in mind. Like, well, with our Raspberry Pi, when there was a child before, he said he's building in Minecraft the whole of his school on his Raspberry Pi, and he wants to put TNT in every room in the school and explode it. Of course, it won't actually affect his school because it's a model on his computer that he's built. But you can do whatever you want. Anything you can do with a computer, you can do with a Raspberry Pi. So like this interview that we're recording now, we could have recorded it on a Raspberry Pi. And we could capture all of them. We could have like a Raspberry Pi jukebox. We could put it in a parcel. We could send it around the world so other people could listen to it. We can build games around it. We can, you know, the only limit really is our imagination.
And there were some truly imaginative ideas going on at this Raspberry Jam. There was a lot of Minecraft. A little bit more Minecraft than I am personally comfortable with. I don't play Minecraft. But if you do, then I seriously suggest you invest in a Raspberry Pi. These guys were pulling out, like, they're using the Raspberry Pi to make web apps so you can manipulate your Minecraft map and then explode it. There was a lot of TNT going on. But still, there was a lot more things. If you're not into Minecraft, there were a lot more things going on as well. So there was the one that blew me away was one of the... At the start, they have this lovely sort of show-and-tell session. One of the gentlemen there, with his son, they hook their Raspberry Pi up to a camera and then set the camera in another room. And without keyboards or screens, they started to take pictures, and they were exploring this idea of, like, what kind of kit do we need to go with the Raspberry Pi to make it work. And through trial and error and finding things out, they worked out that they could turn their Raspberry Pi into basically a stop animation kind of camera. And then they cracked out the Lego, made a mount for their Raspberry Pi, hooked it up to, I think it was a phone battery, so it had the power source. Made the mount, attached that to Dad's helmet on his bike, went out for a ride, and they set up their Raspberry Pi and with its camera and its battery pack to take a photograph every couple of seconds, and they got this amazing sort of stop frame video of their trip out. But then, you know, that gets you thinking, what else could we use that for? It doesn't just have to be for Dad on the bike, but when Alan said, you know, the world, you know, the sky's the limit, you can really go for it. What amazed me was the difference in people there. It wasn't just all a room full of grown-up geeks, although I did see some secret Preston FM geeks, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But this young lady that we're about to talk to, she was amazing. So I talked to this young lady and her dad about their Raspberry Pi. Right, so what's your name?
Lucia.
How old are you, Lucia?
Seven. I entered this competition and that made me get my Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, this was a competition on raspberrypi.org, which is obviously the main website for Raspberry Pi, and they were just asking lots of people to send just any ideas, just any crazy ideas that you would aspire to do on a Raspberry Pi. And Lucia's was to record a voice because she loves watching shows like The Voice and The X Factor. So that's what she wanted to do. So she designed a poster and sent it off. And kindly enough, the sent us a reply saying that we'd got one.
Can you do some really cool things with it?
Yeah.
What can you do?
It's like, well, what you have to do is you have to find characters. So you have like a cast and say number one, and you can look through characters and you can choose your characters and you can type in what you want them to say.
And they'll do what you tell them to?
Yeah, sometimes they make little videos of things.
She likes to do the graphical sort of things, and I'm getting into the coding a little bit as well, so yeah, it's brilliant.
Is it really that the world is your kind of oyster when you've opened one up?
Absolutely, I couldn't have put it better myself, yeah.
So that was Lucia and Dad. Dad, I apologise, I didn't get your name, but Lucius was a little Raspberry Pi genius. I mean, she was talking about Scratch there, and off air, I tried to get her to kind of dumb down and teach me Scratch, and she was just miles ahead of me. She was flying through it. I seriously think Lucia is going to be someone I should look out for. She's going to take over the world, and I think she's going to be a geek overlord before we even know it. Another lady I spoke to was absolutely phenomenal, really impressed by what she's done. She's taken the Raspberry Pi into the school, and we're going to talk to Michelle now to hear a little bit more about that.
My name's Michelle.
And you run a school?
A Raspberry Pi Club, so it's called School Pi Club, and we run it at lunchtime, once a week, every Monday for 40 minutes. And at our peak, we've had about 14 members. We don't advertise it in school. It's like a secret club because we only want true geeks to attend. And that's how we do it. We do word of mouth. The other geeks let them know. We learn coding on the Raspberry Pi, so using Python. We've coded LEDs lighting up. We've done time-lapse videos. And what else have we done? We've done times tables, programs, which I thought they'd all find really boring, but no, they liked it. They liked the competition. I wanted to get computer science within the school. We don't have it on the curriculum yet. And my son's just gone in year 10, so he missed out on it, taking it as an option. From this year, it is going to be on the curriculum. So I wanted, before this September, to have something in school that we were doing for those that are interested in it. So that's why I set it up.
When you started this, were you a geek?
I'm a geek, true geek through and through. I've always worked with programmers before going into schools. So I've always been a geek and interested in technology. I taught myself how to create iPhone and Android apps. I don't class myself as a coder at all. You don't need to be a coder. As long as you're interested and you want to create something, and which is what I did, I thought, I wonder how easy it is to create an iPhone app. So I went to have a look and found out, and I found out how to do one. So I did it. It's using a company in America. They have a website, buzztouch.com. And we were one of the early supporters of this site, and that's grown. They're growing more and more. And we're a community there. I've never met the guys that run it, but his daughter is actually coming over to Europe this summer, and she's actually staying with us. So that's the kind of community. All the geek communities are really, really welcoming.
This show, we're going to go on the day after International Women's Day.
Yeah.
A message for lady geeks out there.
We need to keep going and we need to take over. That's what I'd say, you know, and people are listening to Lady Geeks, you know, so because we are classed as noobs to the industry, some of us, but I think there'll come a time where we start ruling the geek industry.
So Michelle runs this school club, after school, lunchtime club, and is really inspiring all the kids to do lots of things. There were other teachers there as well, and they were talking about making a binary door lock where you'd have to count in binary to get out of class, which sounds particularly mean because I probably would have failed mightily at that. But there was an amazing amount of ideas. I got to briefly speak with Jacob. Jacob was the founder member of Michelle's lunch club. And the technology, the ability of these guys was way above me, so you have to forgive me if I was just starting to think about how I could use this amazing stuff to take over the world.
Do you think I could use a Raspberry Pi to create a robot army?
Possibly, yes.
if you had the right, if you could, you'd probably have to work. You probably could.
Do you think I'd need to do more than just Raspberry Pi Club? I'd need to put in some research.
You'd have to do quite a lot of research because of you need to get like, power and stuff. You're not going to have... I mean, it's tiny robots, it's not much, but big ones. Then you're going to need quite a lot of power.
I have to thank Jacob for indulging me there with my daft question. But yeah, as the evening went on, I swiftly realised that although my technology kind of level was far below these guys were storming through things I won't even try and explain. Next time I turn up after getting my hands on a little Raspberry Pi, they're going to be there and they're going to be happy to help and happy to share. It was a really lovely bunch of guys to teach you anything you want. And also similarly, if you have a show and tell at the start and you're not quite sure of what to do, there were people hooking up and going, well, I've had an idea to do X, you want to do Y, why don't we put them together and we're going to get something absolutely awesome. I hope these little interviews have piqued your interest in learning about a Raspberry Pi and joining them at the Raspberry Jam. I got Alan to tell us a little bit more about what happens, so if you want to come along to the next ones, here's how to find them.
So if you're interested in coming to the Preston Raspberry Jam, the best thing is to register online. It's completely free to come. It is free. You just register online. That's just so we have an idea on the numbers. You don't have to have a Raspberry Pi. All you need to do is just bring along your curiosity with you. And it's on the first Monday of every month, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. I won't tell you exactly where it is because you have to register to find out more details. But you can just do a Google, Preston Raspberry Jam, and then you'll find all our events are listed online.
Now, I know Alan said that they're on the first Monday of every month, but he did want me to tell you there's actually a bonus one this month. Because of the half term and people go on holidays and they want to make it as accessible for kids as possible, the next one is at the end of the month. I'm going to tweet out a link in a minute or two with the Eventbrite details and the everything for the Raspberry Pi Club and Raspberry Jam, and I'll also give Alan a mention. I'm sorry, Lucia. You probably are on Twitter, you're taking over and being absolutely amazing. And also, again, Jacob, I know you gave me some of your blogs. I will give them a tweet out. So if you're listening right now and you want to find out more, find me, Geek on PFM. I will send you all that info out so you can find out and you can join me. And you might come along to the next one and see me there. And also, have you listened? Did you listen to Wednesday, 80s lunch with Steve Franklin. Steve Franklin came along. Hi, Steve. I know you're listening. You're on again this evening, so I think you're going to be getting ready. If you want to get a request on Preston FM, Steve is the key to that. You need to get PFM TWSH. The weekend stops here. That's the Sunday night request show. But Steve was a secret geek. I've been quite impressed. And I know some of Andrew and Dave, those guys are secret geeks as well. It was very obvious from while I was at the Raspberry Pi Club and the Raspberry Jam, that the geeks will indeed inherit the Earth. So here's I Fight Dragons with Geeks Will Inherit the Earth.